Let's have a conversation about being overwhelmed. I mean, let's be real, right? We all have moments of overwhelm. We all have things that pile up. We all have, you know, the anxiety that comes from that. And I just came through a couple weeks of that. I felt like everything, I had so many things on my calendar. I had so many things that were calling and needing my attention. And I just felt like overwhelmed and anxious in a lot of cases, right? Now, yeah, I got through it all. I did it all. I got through it all. But yesterday was a almost a complete write-off day for me. And I want to talk to you about what I did to kind of get through the overwhelm and still stay calm. Do you wish you were able to show up more calm and present for your friends and family? What would it be like if you were more balanced and positive? What if you could stop telling yourself that you never have enough time or money? How could your life change? Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms, the inspiring mental health podcast. My name is Melanie Borbo. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a daughter of the king, and I'm a certified health coach with years of experience helping people overcome depression and anxiety with holistic health solutions and life enhancements. If this episode blesses you, please share it with others who may need the help. And also leave me a review, as it warms my heart tremendously to know that I've actually helped you in some way. So may the great God Almighty bless you and keep you, my friend. Hey, friend, if you are tired of the struggle and just want someone to guide you into a more peaceful and calm mind so that you can show up present for your family, let's chat. Usually what I do is offer a free 15 to 20 minute call where we go over your goals, a little about what I do, and some of my favorite resources. You don't have to get anything, but if you see something you like, I can totally show you how to take the next steps. If that sounds good to you, book your free call at the link in the description, and I will see you there. I totally understand that overwhelm feeling and the exhaustion that can actually come from that. Over the last couple of weeks, I've had amazing opportunities to just really do things for God, right? And to just show up in beautiful ways. However, that was almost two solid weeks of being on mentally and physically. You know, you're going, you're here, you're there, you're talking to lots of people, you're involved in lots of things, but my brain was exhausted. And yesterday I'm trying to focus and I'm trying to get things done. And I'm like, why can't I do it? Why, what is wrong with my brain? Like, what is going on? Why am I so tired? And then I started thinking about it and I thought, it's because I haven't taken a break really in 2 weeks. And so what I want to talk to you about today is what do I do on a regular basis? So instead of being overwhelmed through the last 2 weeks, I got through it all. I did it all to the best of my ability, but then I needed to rest, right? Like I needed to rest yesterday. That was just a given for me. So what are some things that you can do when you are faced with overwhelm? And you want to stay on track. You want to be able to get through the things, you know, you got a million things coming at you, a million ways that you could be expending energy and you need to be able to stay focused. So what do I do? So the first thing that I do always in every situation is that I pray for God to give me clarity, give me wisdom, guide me as to the direction I need to do. Because sometimes when we have lots on our schedule, like when we put lots on our calendar, or there's just lots in our day, right? If we've got kids pulling at our pant legs and we've got a spouse who needs attention and we've got work or we've got, you know, like money things, whatever it is, stop, take a breath and okay, Lord, what is the most important thing? Because we as humans can get really wrapped up in getting everything done, but God doesn't necessarily tell us that we have to do everything, at least not everything today. It's like, no, just take a break and ask God, what is the most important thing to get done today? If I can't possibly get it all done, which most of us have a to-do list that is not actually doable in a day. Really? Like, let's be real, right? Let's look at that. How many times is our to-do list 500 steps long and we know we do not have enough hours in a day? So the first thing is to check in. Lord, what are the things that need to get done today? What are the things that are going to be the most rewarding or the most beneficial or the most, are going to plant the most seeds for the other things that I got to do later on. So that's my first step, is get clear. And then I also have to be careful of what I'm telling myself, because sometimes we can take on that, that either superwoman complex, right, where I can do it all, or we only do the things that other people think we should do. And we're not actually doing the things that are right for us in that season or for our families, because we want to please people. We want to, you know, make it look like we've got it all together. I've been there. I've totally been there. I get that. So pray, get clear, write it down. Again, this is something that I've learned. I have these divine business meetings every day, right? Where I sit with the Lord for a few minutes in the morning and just say, okay, Lord, what are the things that I have to do for business? What are the things? Show me, right? But then I have to write them down, because many times I will have forgotten what I heard in the morning, or the little heart tug that I get. If I don't write it down, because I write it down and then I go to my day job, which is, you know, looking after all these students as an EA. And then I come home, and if I hadn't written it down, that's gone, because now my mind has totally changed direction from the morning until the time I get home from work. And I'm ready to sit down and do, you know, the other work that God has called me to do, which is this podcast and the coaching, you know. So I write it down. That's the next thing. Write down what you hear so that you can actually take action on it. And then you want to write out a plan. I love to time block. So that would be my next point, is to time block. Now, what that means, and I've talked about this on other podcasts, but I feel like it's such a valuable tool, is you have a day timer. And I'm a paper and pen kind of girl, but some people love like Google calendar or Outlook calendar or something like that. But you get your calendar, whatever that is, whether it's a day timer or online, whatever, and you actually block out the times. So your personal times, your, you know, times with family, you block that stuff out, your appointments, the things that are non-negotiables, the thing that have to happen in the day, you block that stuff out. And then you block out times when all this other stuff is going to happen, right? So, and I like color. So I like to color code everything, right? So my God time is blue, and my coaching time is pink, and my podcast time is orange. And then my other business stuff is yellow. Like, you see what I mean? Like, you can do what you want, but I put in time, like, where's time for my husband? Where's time for, so that kind of takes the pressure off, because it's like, I don't have to remember all this stuff. I don't have to keep it all in my head all the time. I've got it. So I like to plan Thursday for the following week, right? So that everything is there that's important. All the big things are in my calendar, and I can let my brain have a break. I don't have to go, okay, I have to remember to do that. I have to remember that. No, it's just all there, and I will get to it on the day that I'm supposed to get to it. Does that make sense? Hopefully that I gave you a good explanation with that. The other thing that I want to do, or I like to do, is when my brain is really firing a million miles an hour and I just can't seem to focus, I always go for a walk. That is my go-to, because the fresh air, the sunshine, just being in nature, it just refreshes you. It just kind of revitalizes. It clears your mind, all of those things. So that's my next go-to, is to be in nature. Whether I'm walking around my yard, whether I go to the beach, like whatever, go to the trees, wherever. But that's another one of my go-tos, is to get into nature and to just walk and I do my praying then, or I, you know, like just breathe deep and just let yourself kind of regroup, or just get refreshed, right? So that is a beautiful thing. Another thing that I do is to, and I, this is kind of the same as the first one, but a little bit different, is the Bible says that we are to take all thoughts captive to the obedience to Christ. So what does that mean? That's not the whole scripture, by the way. That's just a portion of it. But what does that mean? That means that just because a thought is in our head does not mean we have to claim it as truth, does not mean we even have to take action on it. So sometimes we can get really, like, we can, that story that we tell ourselves in our head can get really big. The more things that are coming at us, the more things that are needing us, the story that we tell ourselves can get quite big. And that in itself can cause anxiety, is the exact words that we're using. Like, you're never going to get this done, and you're so stupid. Why do that take so long? You know, that talk, do you know what I'm talking about? I hope I'm not the only one that does that. But I have learned that that stuff, those words, I do not have to claim. I can say, no, get behind thee, Satan, right? I get to claim what God has in his word. God tells me that I am more than capable with him. God tells me that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God tells me that I am created in God's image. So do you see that we can listen to the lies that we tell ourselves and go spiraling off deep into the dark, or we can take a break, and we can say, wait a minute, is this from God? Is this from the Lord? Like, I'll tell you a quick story. When I was a teenager, my mom was out, and I might have shared this on the podcast already, I can't remember, but my mom was out late at night, and I was starting to freak out. What if she died? What if my mom dies? What am I going to do with all my siblings? How will we ever survive? How will we live? And I was getting into a frenzy. I was moving myself into a frenzy really quickly. And all of a sudden, I remember, just clear like it was yesterday, this voice said to me, do you want this stuff to happen? And I stopped and I said, no, of course not. Then stop talking. Stop thinking that stuff. Stop right now. It was so clear to me. And at the time, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know anything about God. I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. But it made me wake up and go, okay, I better stop that. And so from that point on, now, was I always really good at it? No. And many times I'd forget that little reminder in my life. Lots of times I forgot that. But as I came to know God and I came to understand that there is an enemy after our soul, an enemy who wants to whisper lies into our brain, then like after that, then I started to put the pieces together and I'm like, oh my gosh, God was saying, like, if you want that stuff to happen, then keep playing it over in your mind. Keep telling yourself that stuff. And so I'm very cautious. Like when my thoughts start to go spirally, go a little squirrely, I've just trained myself. Cause again, this is a muscle that we have to work. I've trained myself to go, wait a minute, is that true? Like, is that thought actually even true? Do I have any evidence to back that up? Or is this just simply the devil talking to me? Is this just lies? And I had a coach tell me one time, she said, when thoughts come into our mind that we don't like, or that maybe don't make us feel good or something, this is what she said. You go, you say, Lord, if these thoughts are from you, then please show me what to do with them. And if they're not from you, then I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. And guess what? The Bible gives us absolute authority to back the devil up, to say, like, I don't mean in a positive way. I mean, like, to kick him out, right? So when we speak the name of Jesus, and when we claim God's promises, the devil has to flee. The Bible tells us that the devil has to flee. And so guess what? His crazy thoughts go with him. And you cannot believe how many times I have been thinking something crazy. My mind's all squirrely. Everything's like looking like it's going in a downward spiral until I remember to say that little phrase. Hey, Lord, if this is from you, right? Like, show me, because I don't know what to do with this. If this is from you, I don't know what to do with it. But if it's not from you, then I am not keeping it. And out it goes. And you'll be amazed how many times that those thoughts are just gone. Like, I can't even bring them back up if I tried. I mean, if I tried really hard, I probably could. But I've learned not to mess around with that stuff. Once I cast it out, once I say, no, I'm not having that thought in my head, I don't try to retrieve it. I don't try to bring it back, because I know that it's not right. It's not good for me. So that's that is something that has worked for me time and time and time and time again, is to really pay attention to what I'm telling myself in those situations where overwhelm, anxiety, stress can be like fairly evident. What am I telling myself? And what story do I have to change? The last one that I have, the last little tip that I have, is to listen to something that's either calming or inspiring. This is a huge one for me. I love listening to Christian music, like hymns, you know, like not so much a lot of the new Christian stuff. It's a little bit too heavy for me, some of it, but I like really calm and quiet and just heartfelt music. And I'll tell you something, in Dr. Nedley's program, he talks about the power of classical music on our frontal lobe, which is our mental health, the area for our mental health. in when you listen to classical music, even 20 minutes twice, two or three times a week, you will actually improve your frontal lobe a lot, and that's going to help you with all mental health issues. So again, when you're feeling yourself like spiraling out of control, or you're totally overwhelmed and you're becoming paralyzed because you don't know how to take action, if all you can do is to put on some classical music, and you can get it off YouTube, there's tons of them on there. So it's not like you have to have any kind of fancy CD or anything. You just go to YouTube and put classical music in. But if you play that, all of a sudden now your frontal lobe is going to start to, you know, be working at a higher speed, and you're just going to get a whole bunch more clear or clarity on what needs to happen. And if you do that and go for a walk at the same time, man, and if you pray while you're walking and listening to classical music, you have just put yourself in a whole new category. So these are some of the things that I do really recommend, highly, highly recommend, in order to stay on track when you're feeling overwhelmed. The other one that is kind of an added bonus that I've done my whole life, a good part of my life, is I've sought the counsel of wise counselors, meaning they know things or they can see things from a different light that I'm not in that moment seeing. So I have had coaches. I've had coaches for business. I've had coaches for personal development. I've had coaches for health. I've had all kinds of health or coaches in my life that have pushed me further than what I would push myself. Coaches to me are the most amazing tool that we can have. Even, you know what? And I've had coaches. I've worked with coaches. I've had mentors. I've hired these people even when I couldn't afford to do so, because I knew that I was stuck and I knew that I could not get out of that place on my own. I had to have someone's fresh perspective, someone's, you know, insight, someone's wisdom that I maybe wasn't seeing or couldn't understand at that moment. And that is a real powerful tool, is to really invest in yourself, whatever area you feel weak in, invest in yourself, in a coach, get someone to help you through the hard stuff, because it will pay off. I promise you, it will pay off so much in the end. So just to recap, what are my tips? First, pray. Get clear. What do you say that I should do today? What do you say my calendar should look like, right? It's not about what man or woman thinks. It's about what God thinks. What do you think? Give me the clarity. So that's the first one. The second one is to make sure you write that down. Like, that kind of goes with the first one. When God gives you the steps to take, write them down so you don't forget and that you can check them off and do them. And then also time block. Put it in a day timer. Put it in your Google calendar when you're going to do the thing, right? And then obviously the other ones are take all thoughts captive, right? Just because it's in your head does not mean that it needs to be there or that it should be there. And then the other ones are go for a walk, get fresh air, and listen to something like classical music or an inspirational sermon or something that's going to just kind of slow you down enough for you to get your own clarity, your own peace. So, and then the last one, which was the bonus one, is to invest in a coach. Find someone who can help you get where you want to go. And look at the fruit in their life. Do they have what you want? Then those are the right ones. If they're telling you a whole bunch of stuff, but yet you watch them and you look at their life and that's not what you actually want, then that's not the one that you should invest in. You should invest in something else, someone else. So I hope this blesses you. And again, if you are tired of the struggle, if you just feel like you can't do this yourself, you can't get past this depression, anxiety, you know, overwhelm, and you are tired of not showing up for your family, you're tired of not being present because you're always, you know, worried about something or stressed about something, then I can absolutely help you. And as I mentioned earlier, usually what I do is I just offer these 15 to 20 minute calls where we go over your goals, your mental health goals, your health goals, whatever, and a little about what I do, and then some of my favorite resources. And again, you don't have to get anything, but if you see something you like or something that could help you, then I can absolutely show you how to take the next step. So if that sounds good to you, feel free to use the link in the description to book directly to my calendar. And we'll just see where we go from there. So in the meantime, God bless and have an absolutely fantastic day. Until next time, I'll see you on Monday. you been blessed or encouraged, motivated by this episode? If so, then I would love to hear from you. You can show your gratitude to me and to show me that I've actually given you value by just dropping a quick little review on this podcast. It warms my heart to hear from you. And also, it'll help other people find this podcast that can be blessed or encouraged as well. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, then by all means, share away. And if you want to find out more about how you can, you know, we could possibly work together, just come on over to ditchingdepression.com and you can find my contact details there. Take care and God bless.